all, the flag bearer has issued a statement on the verdict. He was very, very clear that as a party, we accept, and he as an individual and the petitioners accept the verdict. Though we disagree with what has come out, we felt and we still feel we have a big case, but we clearly respect that verdict. We are not going for any review on that matter, that particular matter. He has called the president and congratulated him, and he has asked the people of Ghana, including his supporters, to rally behind the president for the next 3 years so that Ghana can be one and we'll move forward as a nation. But it's because of this, for the sake of this nation, that's what we have officially the party for now is.
Your team in parliament refused to cooperate with the administration on setting specific issues because of this election petition. Does that mean that you will begin cooperating with the administration in parliament?
Our refusal to cooperate on certain aspects of our parliamentary duty was conditioned on the case at the Supreme Court is ended. We would be meeting on Monday as a caucus, but I can tell you that we would obviously start cooperating as a matter of principle. I don't see any other way out. So as a matter of principle, when we come back around the 20th of October, you will see us in full flight as people who are in parliament to do our work and do it very, very well.
Members of the New Patriotic Party are meeting to chat the next day for. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, the party will be having first steering committee meeting in the morning, which will translate into a National Executive Council meeting, and obviously to the highest body of the party, which is the National Council, will be meeting tomorrow to obviously give them our official response to the case. Because it was the National Council that gave the authority to the petitioners in the first place to go to court. Now that the case is over, they are going to report to us. And I can assure you, we'll give our blessings to whatever action that has been taken by the flag bearer, which is to say accept the verdict, disagree strongly, but accept the verdict and ask the people of Ghana to move this nation forward and unite behind the president, of course, says has won the election. So that's what the party will do. There's no other thing the party will say other than that. But we just will say that our supporters will remain calm and unite and we'll reorganize ourselves for 2016.
What do you say to people who say the NPP appear to always complain when they don't win elections that the elections are not fair? But when the NPP wins elections, which is twice since 1992 that Ghana returned to democracy, the NPP claims that the elections have not been credible unless when the NPP wins it. What do you say to those?
People may have misunderstood the NPP if they make those allusions and those statements, because the NPP as a party would always go to court or complain when they feel there is a problem. In 1992, we did complain that there was a stolen verdict, we were proof right. By 1996, there were some changes. And by 2000, when there were massive changes, the NPP won the election. In 2008, we obviously complained about a few things that we didn't like, but we didn't go to court. We just saw the look. We may have lost by a little over 40,000, but we thought that we should allow sleeping dogs to lie. And then we moved on. It is this particular one we have taken to court, and we have been proved right. Some Supreme Court judges believe we had a case. Others believe we didn't have a case. Some Ghanaians believe we have a case. Others believe we don't have a case. But the court has spoken. We do respect that particular thing, and we'll move on as a nation, and let's see what happens. But to say that the NPP will always complain when they lose election, that is not. It's far-fetched. If the NPP loses elections fair and square, and the people of Ghana think that our policies and our message is not good for them, they want the alternative, which is the NDC, we'll respect that as Democrats. In fact, we'll be the first. That is our tradition. That is our nature. And that's how we have been made. We'll respect that. And then we'll make sure that as a country, we can move forward. We don't have any problems if we lose elections, and it's very clear to us and the people of this nation that we have lost elections. The courts have spoken. We have an opportunity to go for a review. We will not take that opportunity. We want to make sure that we move forward as a nation and to rally behind the president. That's what we have to say now.